I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The River Valley boys basketball team lost to visiting Mineral Point 54-45 last night in non-conference action. It was a tale of two halves as the Blackhawks led 26-24 at intermission before the Pointers came out of the locker room and scored the first 15 points of the second half. River Valley spent the rest of the game on the comeback trail. They got within 6 points with just under 3 minutes left, but could get no closer. Mineral Point was led in scoring by Drew Ashelman with 22 points, and Keaton Dempsey added 17. The Pointers struggled to the free throw line, shooting 9 for 20. River Valley was led in scoring by Keegan Heiser with 18 points, and Lucas Klein added 11. Jackson Thatcher, 7. Caden Plumlee, 4. Danny Zamish made a 3-point basket, and Trevor Henkel scored 2. The Blackhawks made 3 3-pointers and shot 6 for 8 from the free throw line. The Pointers won the JV game 47-35 over the Blackhawks. With the 54-45 varsity win, Mineral Point is now 15-4 for the season. They will play Fenimore on Thursday night. River Valley is now 10-10 and will return to league play with a game against Prairie du Chien on Thursday night. Weston was a winner against Wisconsin Heights, 70-62. Isaac Jennings, 21. Gavin Cass, 12. For Coach Loretta Bormitt's team. Elsewhere, it was Hillsborough, 84. New Lisbon, 56. Hillsborough with an incredible night from Miles Ravenscroft, 40 points and 9 rebounds. Braun Jersley, their second-leading scorer, with 16 points and 9 rebounds. Richland Center lost on the road, 79-54. The Hornets return home on Thursday night when they will host Lancaster. The Arrows were in a tight game last night all the way until Darlington pulled away at the end to win 76-64, the Redbirds. Highland 66, Blackhawk 42. It was Seneca 57-44 over Lafarge. Oneiwok Center 88-65 over Brookwood. Iowa Grant 69, Dodgeville 63. Royal over Cashton 71-40. Westby 90, Black River Falls 77. Southwestern 52, Pecatonica 43. Barneville to win against Albany, 70-38, Reedsburg 44, Sparta 42, Mauston 82-76 over La Crosse Logan. The Lady Chieftains of Riverdale fell to 10-12 on the season with a 68-39 road loss to Cuba City last night. Riverdale was led in scoring by Macy McKay's 10 points. Jossie Adams scored 8. Lily Barr hit 2 3-pointers to finish with 6 points. Haley Schneider and Caitlin Meese each had 4, while Mallory Meese added a 3-pointer as well. Megan Kroll added 2 points, and I.J. Meese hit 1 of 2 free throws to round out the scoring. Lady Chieftains will be in action Friday night when they host Fenimore in a very important home finale. Riverdale's JV fell to 7-7 on the season, suffering a 59-26 loss to Cuba City. Elsewhere, it was a win for Kickapoo over Ithaca Weston, 36-28. Fenimore beat Boscobel, 60-39. Shoalsburg, 42. Highland, 31. Decorah over Prairie du Chien, 72-33. Wasika Steuben over Seneca, 44-27. Nisita beat Lafarge, 53-25. DeSoto, 60. North Crawford, 22. Viroqua over GET, 53-38. Bangor, 52. Westby, 37. River Ridge, 46. Belmont, 35. Darlington over Iowa Grant, 78-27. Mineral Point, 63. Southwestern, 50. Potosi Cassville, a winner against Benton, 68-37. Deerfield, 52. Argyle Pecatonica, 44. New Glarus over Belleville, 56-48. Wisconsin Dells Girls over Wautoma, 104-19. And Fort Atkinson, 45-35 over Portage. Looking at some other local sports, RC Church League on Monday night. Volleyball teams ending their regular season last week and beginning the end of the season tournament this week. Monday night, Avoca Bible Church won over Richland Baptist Temple 5, 2-0. Beulah Wesleyan down to Hidden Valley Community, 2-1. 5 Points Lutheran blanked Bethel Lutheran, 2-0. And Richland Baptist Temple 2 swept Free Methodist 1, 2-0. On Tuesday, Church of the Nazarene 1 accepted a forfeit from Richland Baptist Temple 4. Grace Community topped Church of the Nazarene 2, 2-1. Santa Maria defeated Boscobel Assembly of God, 2-1. And Richland Baptist Temple 1 over St. Mary's 2, 2-1. Bowling scores from the Lucky Strikers League. Philback Ford, 24-57. Robin's Nest, 23-98. Ramada, 23-87. Robin's Nest had an 8-48 game. The Shed with an 8-41. Philback Ford, 8-40. Top series, Nicole Montier with a 5-49. Tanya Maley, 5-38. Irene Klatt-Stovey, 489. Top game, Tanya Maley, 204. Nicole Montier, 194, twice. And Irene Klatt-Stovey with a 187. Nicole Montier with a 2-7 split pickup. And Eulalia Pauls, a 2-7 in the Lucky Strikers League. Wisconsin's second overtime game in 4 days ended much better this time. For the second time this season, the Badgers upset a top-10 team when they edged number 8 Illinois by the final of 92-90. The Illini had an 8-point edge with 8 minutes left Tuesday night, but couldn't hold it. Guards Nick Boyd and John Blackwell scored 9 of Wisconsin's 11 points in the extra frame. Boyd finished with 25, and Blackwell had 24. Wisconsin has 2 wins in 5 games against ranked opponents and is scheduled to host number 10 Michigan State on Friday night. Following the game last night, Coach Greg Gard talked of his team and its improvements.
We've always had the mindset of get better and continue to improve. I don't care if it's February 9th or January 3rd or anywhere in between. It's just continue to get better. And that always keeps you hungry for more and not bored. Don't get bored with the basics. Don't get bored with the fundamentals. And we can continue to grow those and enhance those and be more consistent with those.
Guard talked about his team bouncing back after getting down.
We were not happy with how we finished that, but we, as I told them, I found a lot of mistakes on film that we made, and we showed them. So you have to control what you can control. And tonight, I thought our response to that was exceptional in terms of what happened Saturday. Hey, we could have easily let that affect us, and we didn't. We bounced back really well.
The team will host number 10 Michigan State Friday night. When a 3-pointer at the overtime buzzer was off the mark, it cost Marquette a 77-74 defeat Tuesday night at Villanova. A 26-point, 11-rebound effort by Royce Parham was wasted in the loss. Adrian Stevens scored 18. The Golden Eagles' record falls to 9-16, including 4-10 in the Big East. They play on the road at Xavier on Saturday. Also last night, number 13 Purdue over number 7 Nebraska, 80-77. The Bucks get back to action tonight, playing the Orlando Magic for a second time in 3 days when they take the court. Orlando won the first Florida meeting Monday, 118-99. Milwaukee coach Doc Rivers tells reporters he's hoping to see more fight from his players in the second game of the brief series. Rivers says the Magic were the more physical team Monday. Orlando is trying to claim its third straight win over the Bucks. Milwaukee had previously dominated the series for several years, winning 19 out of 21. Houston was a winner over the Clippers, 102-95. Indiana won in overtime over New York, 137-134. Phoenix over Dallas, 120-111. San Antonio beat the Lakers, 136-108. The Brewers will offer their fans another streaming option to watch their games in the 2026 season. Tuesday's announcement means the games will be available for $99 on the MLB app. Broadcast teams will stay the same. Milwaukee games were broadcast by the FanDuel Sports Network last season. Listings of games and further information will be released as the season grows closer. And I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.